You are Locked On Phillies, your daily Philadelphia Phillies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, guys? It is Friday, June 26, 2020. This is Locked On Phillies. I'm Tim Kelly. So I've been very forthcoming with you guys that I think there are still quite a few obstacles for the 2020 MLB season to actually be successful. And the biggest one, of course, is that there's still a pandemic that is seriously affecting quite a few states that have baseball teams and plan to play and have other teams play in those states. And simply because MLB and the MLB Players Association were able to reach a labor agreement, that does not mean that COVID-19 is going to participate in letting baseball start or even complete a season. And I'm going to continue to be very honest about that, even if it makes it seem as though I'm being negative. Just because we want all this to be over, it does not mean it actually is over. So I'm going to continue to be as honest as I feel necessary about that. All that said, I'm also going to operate like there's going to be a 60-game season starting in late July until baseball tells us that there isn't going to be a 60-game season starting in late July. And with that, there are decisions to make about how the Phillies roster is going to be constructed. They have to be crossing their fingers with Zach Wheeler that he doesn't consider sitting out until his wife gives birth. His wife is due at some point in July, and he's previously said that he will not miss the birth. Now, when he said that, he was talking about the possibility of players being quarantined to play a season, which he was one of the most vocal opponents of, and understandably so. That obviously is not what's going to happen here. But I do wonder, and the Phillies probably already know this answer, whether he would consider sitting out for the health of his wife and his family until his wife gives birth. Now, it's possible he could stay away from the team until his child is born and still return to the team before the season begins. The problem is that if he doesn't report immediately on July 1st, there's a very real possibility he won't have enough time to ramp up before the season starts. If I was him and my wife was close to giving birth, I would consider staying away from a team that's already had a COVID-19 outbreak. I would consider staying away at least until my wife gives birth. And the one thing that I would say that kind of counters that, Bob Nightingale of USA Today originally suggested that players with pregnant spouses could sit out and still be paid and gain service time. He's corrected that. Players with pregnant wives, they can opt out of playing the season, but they won't be paid and they will not accrue service time. So I think it's a lot less likely than if they had been paid and if they had accrued service time. Now, I don't think in Zach Wheeler's case, in any event, that you were talking about him opting out of the entire season. But is it possible he isn't with the team to start the season? Sure, and I couldn't blame him. And you know, even if Wheeler starts the second game of the season and he's ready and has a tremendous season in his first stint with the Phillies, there are going to be plenty of questions about the rotation after that. And it's tough to know exactly what the Phillies have planned with Spencer Howard, who's their top pitching prospect. But it's going to be something, and for them to make the playoffs this season in a crowded National League East and having to play a 30-year schedule against the American League East, which, sure, you get the Orioles, but you also get the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Rays, and the Blue Jays are going to be able to hit, and they've improved their pitching as well. So that's not going to be a walk in the park either. You're going to need Spencer Howard to make some sort of impact if you want to realistically make the playoffs. And that's assuming that they aren't adding any playoff spots, which I guess is still on the table, but as of now, it appears it's going to be the three division winners and the two wild cards in each league. Now, Spencer Howard was great last year, but an early season injury limited him to just 99 and a third total innings, even when you factor in that he pitched in the Arizona Fall League. He's never pitched a Triple-A. But if you're waiting for him to get that chance, you're likely going to be waiting until next year. So I don't anticipate that the Phillies are going to do that. I do think he's going to play a role. It's just a matter of how much the Phillies want to push him. And even in a 60-game season, they have to be careful with him. But a shortened season, theoretically, is going to lend itself to him being able to make a bigger impact than he would have in a 162-game season. The other consideration here, and these two things may actually end up going hand-in-hand in terms of monitoring his workload and that if the Phillies keep him not on the major league roster for the first 7 days of the season, which would probably just be one turn through the rotation. It definitely would just be one turn through the rotation. They can gain an extra year of team control until he reaches free agency. Now, is it wrong that that loophole exists? Yes, it is. But while it does, the Phillies should take advantage of it in this case. And that one start that Spencer Howard could make isn't more important than him being able to, or them being able to control a guy that you think is going to be a frontline pitcher for an extra season, not only until he reaches free agency, but until he reaches arbitration. There's a bunch of considerations here. Maybe it won't end up mattering in the new CBA, but I can't just assume that. I hear people say that, and maybe it won't, but I don't think that Major League Baseball is in a hurry to make a lot of changes and give a lot of concessions to the MLBPA, as we just saw. So I don't necessarily expect that to change. And with that, it would probably make sense for the Phillies to keep him down for a start and then bring him up and really just kind of let him go. You seemingly, you have that chance to do that this year. I remember Joe Giglio tweeting 3 or 4 months ago about how, man, it's going to be ugly in July and August when Spencer Howard is lighting it up at the major league level, and then the Phillies have to say, oh, he had his innings limit, that's it for him on the season. Well, they don't have to do that because there hasn't been a season to this point, but what they are going to have to do here is still be very careful not to push him too much. And, you know, in the end, expecting him to be maybe the number three starter on a team that is competing in a division that has the Braves, the Nationals, and the Mets, and then you're going to be playing the Yankees, the Rays, the Red Sox, the Blue Jays, it may not be realistic. But what happens with Spencer Howard is going to be something worth monitoring for sure. You can support Locked On Phillies by supporting our sponsors. One of our sponsors today is Rock Auto. Come on, you guys know Rock Auto. You love their jingle. They have amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts that your car will ever need. What more could you possibly want? Go to rockauto.com, and when you go to rockauto.com, tell them Locked On Phillies sent you. Today's show is also brought to you by Built Bar. We've been talking about Built Bar for quite a while right now, and we anticipate continuing to talk about Built Bar for quite some time. They've been a great sponsor, and when we first started talking about them, they sent me some samples, and I had never had them before, but since they sent me those samples, I have just become addicted to Built Bar. They are protein bars that taste like candy bars. They are high in all the things that you want, and then they're low in all the bad stuff that you don't really want to put into your body. It tastes great, and it's healthy for you, which I know is a very rare combination that a lot of people strive to find. So right now you can go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get $10 off your first order. That's builtbar.com, promo code LOCKEDON. The other guy that the Phillies are going to have to monitor is Alec Bohm. He's the top position prospect, obviously. I don't know that it's as cut and dry for Matt Klentak in the front office to hold him down as it is for Spencer Howard. In the long run, yes, it is always better to have an extra year of team control and have an extra year until players start to reach arbitration and get more expensive. Of course, that's the case. But for Matt Klentak, yeah, you can say hold Spencer Howard down. It's only going to be one start. I mean, I don't think almost regardless of what happens in a 60-game season that the Phillies are going to make a change at GM. But making the playoffs this year, it would go a long way in helping cool his seat, helping cool Andy McPhail's seat heading into 2020. It may even get them a contract extension. Matt Klentak does not know if he's going to be the general manager in 7 years. One start with Spencer Howard, I guess that could make the difference between making and missing the playoffs in a 60-game season. It's probably not, though. But an extra week of games with Alec Bohm as an option in the lineup, to me, that really does make a difference. And the right option is probably still to hold Alec Bohm down for a week and secure that extra year of team control. But if you're Matt Klentak, there's pressure heating up on you. You obviously inherited pretty much a disaster of a situation. Even a lot of the things that we thought the Phillies had going for them at the end of the previous regime didn't end up being that great, like the return for the Cole Hamels trade. So Matt Klentak was facing an uphill battle when he took over this job. But it has been quite some time now, and I think that You're in a very competitive division. You've spent a ton of money over the past three off seasons, and you do need to begin. As he said, it's time to make the playoffs this off season. That's what he said. It's going to be a tough task in this division. I wonder if they would be tempted to just say, yeah, you know, maybe this means Alec Bohm will become a free agent a year earlier, but we need him in the lineup, whether that's at third base, which is his natural position, or whether that's at DH, which is now an option. If DH wasn't an option, this may be a different discussion. But with that extra offensive spot in the lineup on the table now that you need to fill, to me, I mean, your best lineup probably still included Alec Bohm even without the DH, but with the DH, it certainly includes Alec Bohm in some form, whether that's with him at third base or whether that's with Gene Segura at third base and Alec Bohm at DH. Whatever the case may be, I know there's a lot of questions about what he can do defensively and whether he's going to be able to stay at third base long term. To me, there's no question about whether he can hit in the middle of a major league order, fourth or fifth. He was hitting the cover off the ball in spring training. He's done it at pretty much every level of the minor leagues. Now, he's another guy like Spencer Howard. He's never played at AAA, but what are you going to do? I mean, in all likelihood, if this had been a normal season, Bohm would have started at AAA for a few weeks and then come up. I don't think any earth-shattering change in his development was going to happen at AAA. You'd like to have had him had a normal season. You'd like a lot of things that aren't happening in the world right now. So it wouldn't shock me if the Phillies decide to hold Spencer Howard down for the first time through the rotation to gain that extra year of team control, but then they do the opposite with Alec Bohm, and he's in the opening day lineup for Joe Girardi. We shall see. It does feel good to talk about actual on-field baseball, and hopefully the rug is not pulled out from the rug, the carpet, whatever the saying is not pulled out from underneath us over the next few weeks before this season gets going or even after it gets going. No matter what, you can follow me on Twitter at Tim Kelly Sports and read my work on PhilliesNation.com and Radio.com. Now tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Fantasy Baseball. I will talk to you guys next time.